the rest of the story. I think John Boy Rulestone loved the Sawyer girl. Maybe he was just sorry for her, as were most folks around Sterling, Massachusetts. As a schoolgirl, she participated when called on, but at recess, she always sat alone, and after school, she always walked home alone. But John was the son of the local minister, and it was the least he could do to befriend the lonely little girl. He was a grade ahead of her in their one-room Redstone District School Number 2 because he was receiving extra tutelage from his uncle. John Boy, everybody knew, was going to go to Harvard when he was 17. His outside studies allowed little time for John and Mary to be together after school. But she was growing very fond of the tall young scholar. She would confide that, however, only to the companions in her family farm barnyard, the chickens, the sheep, the horses, those to whom she'd given names and made pets. They would follow her about. It was not at all unusual for one or more of her pets to wait all day at the schoolhouse door. The other youngsters chided Mary Elizabeth for her animal friends, but not John Boy Rolestone. And once, when she was scolded by the teacher, Polly Kimball, for her preoccupation with her animal friends, Mary Elizabeth, in tears, was consoled by her hero. He wrote her a note, just enough to let her know he understood, and she always treasured that note. John Rulestone did go on. He went to Harvard at 17, but February 20, 1822, in his freshman year, he died. So we will never know any more about him than what I've just told you. And yet, because of him, the whole world came to know her. The preacher's son is dead, but Mary Elizabeth Sawyer, alone again, retreated into her private world of barnyard pets, completed her schooling in Miss Polly's District 2 schoolhouse, but she never forgot the boy who'd made her barely bearable school life wonderful those last years, and especially the time she had been scolded by the teacher for her preoccupation with her pet animals, and he, John Rulestone, had written her that consoling note. She still had that note. And even when she was grown and one day was speaking to a group of ladies at the Old South Fair in Boston, she remembered that note and quoted it. And Sarah Hale was present, and she printed it in Godey's ladies' book, and from that printing it came to the attention of a man in Detroit, and he was so touched by the tenderness of this story and the message and verse exchanged by school children 100 years before that the industrialist in Detroit reprinted the verse in book form in 1928, and thereafter you memorized it. Oh, yes, you did. But only because the precious words that might have been lost forever were rescued and printed indelibly in the annals of American literature. There's not an American alive who hasn't read, and few, if any, who cannot recite the verse which was made into a book by a car maker named Henry Ford. Now, may I quote just enough of those immortal 12 lines to jog your memory? When a lonely little girl named Mary Elizabeth Sawyer was scolded by a schoolteacher named Polly Kimball for bringing one of her barnyard pets to school, a boy named John Rolestone wrote the only verse, so far as we know, that he ever wrote to dry the tears of a little girl. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now you know the rest of the story.